Well, good morning. This is Doug Groffel with KCNI KBBN Public Affairs. I'm here today with Courtney Ogle, and we're going to speak about the Operation Christmas Child program that's going on right now. So, Courtney, take it away. What's going on?
All right. So, yeah, Operation Christmas Child is just right around the corner. We have what we call National Collection Week, which is the third week of November. So that is November 17th through the 24th.
Okay.
And that's when the shoeboxes will be collected and gathered. But first, you have to pack a box.
Right.
And I'm going to explain what those boxes are going to first.
Great. Okay.
So these gift-filled shoeboxes will be sent around the world to different countries to kids who may have never received a shoebox before or never received a Christmas gift before.
Or any Christmas gift at all.
Yes, any gift before. Or doesn't really have a lot of things either. So, like, we will pack toothbrushes and washcloths and things like that, and they might not even have enough money to afford those type of things. And so the cool thing about every box that goes out, though, is before they receive the box, they are presented with the gospel story in a kid-friendly way. So they get to hear about the love of God and what Jesus did for them. And then they get to see this gift that God gave to them physically and that God sees them and he provides for them. And so every single box is actually a gospel opportunity to tell them about Jesus. It provides for physical needs, but also tells them about who God is.
Spreads that word.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And they need that hope because some of these kids are really in some poor areas. Maybe they were in an area where there was a war going on or a hurricane, places like that where they maybe have lost hope and they need that hope again.
Yeah.
So that's what those boxes do.
Okay.
But you have to have people to pack those boxes.
Okay, sure.
So I have just a 6-step process of how you can pack a shoebox. It's fairly simple.
Okay.
So first, you just need a standard size shoebox.
Okay. Any shoebox will do?
Yes. Okay. Any shoebox will do.
Because I've seen shoeboxes that are specific for this.
Yes. We do have some pre-printed shoeboxes available, and you can actually pick those up at the Broken Bow E-Free Church.
Okay.
But you can use a standard size, more like a tennis shoe size shoebox. We try to go away from the big boot boxes.
Right.
But any standard size shoebox. And then you need to pick whether you want to pack for a boy or for a girl.
Okay.
And then there's also 3 different ages that you can choose from. And that is 2 to 4 years old, 5 to 9, and 10 to 14.
So this provides you some guidelines with regard to what you're going to get and put in the box and, and send off.
Yeah, because for each child, it's going to be a little bit different of what items you're going to put in there.
Sure, of course.
So after that, you're going to choose a wow item.
Okay.
And what they mean by wow item is like a doll, a Barbie doll, a stuffed animal, a soccer ball, something that when they open it, it's just like, wow, this is my very own.
Right. That's amazing. This is something that I have that I've never seen before.
Right.
Right.
And I get to call it my own.
And this is mine.
Yes.
Exactly. That's cool.
Yeah. So have a wow item and then fill the box with other gifts. And that could be school supplies, other fun small toys, hygiene items like toothbrush, a washcloth, different things like that. You can do clothes, socks, sunglasses, hats, shoes.
And it's all got to fit in the shoebox, though.
Not like you can actually fit a lot in there.
Really?
For those who love to pack, it's like putting a puzzle together.
Oh, good.
Because like when I have let's say I want to send a water bottle, I can put socks or hair pretties or bows in the water bottle.
In the water bottle.
And you can really fill up every single space in that
smart.
Box.
Okay. Yeah. So shoebox Tetris.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah, it's fun. I like it too. So after you have filled your box, very, very full, and they want it fun, they want it full, but then they also want it personalized.
Okay.
So personalized means is if you could write a short little note or a little letter, and if you can, include a picture of yourself or your family or maybe the group that helped pack this box.
Oh, that's a neat idea.
Yeah. Okay. So that way they can see who it came from.
It's a personal connection that way.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like someone across the world cared enough about me, even though they don't even know who I am, but mm-hmm. they cared so much about me that they took the time to pack a shoebox, pray for me, and wrote me a note to encourage me.
Oh, very cool.
Okay. Yeah. And the cool thing is, if you include like your address, there's been stories of people who've actually received a letter back from the kid they wrote a letter to, saying like, hey, thank you. I received your box. Right. Your note and your picture meant a lot to me. And that's okay. really cool.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
So then after you make it personalized, they encourage you to pray over your box. Ultimately, God knows which child that box is going to go to.
Okay.
I remember when I was little, I went to VBS and they showed a video about a girl who had received a shoebox and she didn't have any shoes.
Okay.
And some places you can walk without shoes and it's fine, but other places it's very uncomfortable. And
absolutely.
So she had prayed to God, like, God, I really need some shoes. And so she ended up getting invited to a group where they handed out the shoe boxes.
Okay.
She was presented with the gospel. And then as she opened up her shoe box, she had a brand new pair of tennis shoes and they were her exact size.
How about that?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
All
and
right.
there's lots more stories about that, how like God knew what each kid needed and he provided. So the next thing is there is a $10 like shipping fee.
Okay.
And it's really not that bad because if you think about it, if you were to fill that box super duper full, it could be quite heavy.
And to ship it across the world.
Right. So if yeah. you were to take it to like our normal post office, it could be well over like $20, $30.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But it's just simply $10 to cover that shipping fee. And that $10 actually is not only just for the shipping fee, but for processing, for covering the gospel materials that they'll present out, and then also training the local churches and the people that will be distributing mm-hmm. the boxes. So that $10 actually goes a really long
covers a
ways.
Lot of that overhead and,
yes.
and all of the administration that goes along with it.
Yes.
Yeah. Outstanding. Okay.
And how you can pay that $10 is you can do it online.
Oh, okay.
Or if you have a pamphlet that are also available at the Broken Bow Free Church. But if you do it online, there's a way that you can actually follow your box.
Oh.
So you just have to like type in a code or there's a QR code on the pamphlet that I have here. And when that shoebox is delivered, you can go and type in the code that you have and it'll tell you which country that your shoebox actually went.
Very cool.
So you get to follow your box.
Okay.
So the boxes that our church has packed the last few years have been going to Mexico.
Okay.
So that's pretty close, but you know, they go all over the country. Over
right.
150 countries they have been going to.
Yeah, that's so, most of them, I think.
Yeah, that's a lot. And there's still more countries that they're trying to get to.
Okay.
And one other thing I want to talk about that with the other countries is mm-hmm. there's some countries that are harder to get into.
Of course.
Just because they're more strict on, you know, religion and
okay.
They don't want, you know, the Bible brought in or mm. don't even want the name of God spoken there. And so they're trying to get shoeboxes in there, but they have to be very discreet.
Okay.
So what they have done with that is there's an option to build a shoebox online. And so it's $30 to build a shoebox online. And you can either have the option where they'll build it for you, or you can actually kind of build it yourselves and you can select which wow item, what other toys you want. And you can also still include a personal note as
sure.
well.
Okay.
But those boxes, they will be sent to those countries that are hard to reach because they can specifically put items in there that they know will make it through.
We'll get through the customs
yes,
and the requirements.
And won't get stopped
right.
and they can get them in there. That way they can get the gospel in there as well.
Okay.
So that is something they've been doing the last few years. They haven't been doing it the whole 32 years,
right.
but that is what they're doing to try to get boxes in those hard to reach countries.
Into new places, places that haven't been touched yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
yep.
good. Okay. So again, National Collection Week is coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, November 17th to the 24th.
Okay.
And we will be open just around 2 to 3 hours every day, and
okay.
each day is a little bit different.
At the E-Free Church?
At the E-Free Church.
Okay, what's the address?
It is 2079 Memorial Drive. We're right next to the railroad tracks.
Got it.
But we will have signs that will lead you to which door you can drop them off at.
So once you've got your shoebox filled up, you bring it over to the church. You guys take it from there?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Very easy.
Yeah. So once you drop it off at the Broken Bowie Free Church, at the end of the week, I will take them to North Platte.
Okay.
And then from North Platte, they'll go to Denver to be processed. And then from Denver, that's when they will go to the designated country, which I don't know which country it is. I don't know until like I look up the follow your box and see where they go.
All right. Great.
So
if somebody wants to help out, if somebody wants to volunteer, how would they do that?
They could contact me.
Okay.
My number is 308-870-1261.
Okay.
Or they can also contact the church office and their number is 308-872-3000. Mm-hmm. If you also need a pre-printed box to pack your box in, you can stop by at the church. They're in the front foyer underneath the table. There's also more information there.
Okay.
And Alin at the church office would be more than welcome to help you to know what to grab and answer any questions for you. And
All right. Great. Sounds like we've covered most everything. Is there anything else?
One more thing.
Okay.
There are a few things that cannot be packed in a shoebox.
Oh, good to know. Okay.
And it's always good to clarify that.
Yes.
So something new this year, it was allowed last year, but it's no longer allowed this year.
Okay.
And that is bars of soap.
No more soap.
No more soap. It just made it hard to get through customs and they were getting stopped.
Okay.
So no more bars of soap, no candy, toothpaste, gum, used or damaged items.
Sure.
Scary or war-related items.
Okay.
Seeds, food, liquids or lotions, medications or vitamins, breakable items or glass containers, and aerosol cans.
Sounds pretty straightforward. A lot of things that you wouldn't get past customs in any event.
Right.
Okay.
One thing that you need to watch out for are those like balls that have the liquid glitter in them.
Oh, okay.
Because you think it can go, it's a ball, but if that ball were to accidentally be poked or something, then all that liquid's going to spill out, and then it's going to ruin all the rest of the contents in the box.
Yeah.
So just take in consideration that these boxes are traveling a long distance, not only by airplane, but sometimes by boat, by camel, by
donkey. Maybe a little rough.
Yeah, so you don't want things in there that are going to break, explode, and destroy all the other things in the box.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good tips. Okay, very good. Courtney, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so this has been Casey and I, KBBN Public Affairs. We're speaking about the Operation Christmas Child. If you have any questions, get a hold of Courtney.
Thank you. Thank you.